Welcome back to Remnant Chat. Of course, I am your host, Joe. And before we get everything started, I just want to take a moment from all of us to say thank you guys for listening to us, because I got our Spotify Wrapped thing for podcasters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Well, I shared it with you two over, you know, over the group chat.
Yeah.
But it looks like 9 of you guys listen to us more than any other podcast.
So that means I think there's a few of you out there who don't actually personally know us, because we don't have 9 friends who listen to this.
Yes. Oh, no, there's people in Germany and, like, other countries, like United Kingdom, India.
Y'all the real OGs.
Yes.
We gotta get some real OG t-shirts or something.
That is, hopefully we can do that.
Or some socks.
Playing it next year.
Let's be different. Let's do some socks.
Well, that's hopefully next year if
some
we continue
actually
growing.
Like socks. Ooh. People that have feet fetish.
So we always come back to feet fetish
you
somehow
know what?
In this show.
On our socks, it could say I'm a secret foot fetish person.
It has to say inside of the sock.
Yeah, so that way no one can see it, but you'll know.
Hashtag feet pics on the inside.
Well, it'd be an inside joke inside the sock.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do want to thank you guys. And that's just on one platform. Of course, there's others. I just don't know how to fucking access, you know, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.
Yeah, we're not the smartest when it comes to...
Or Facebook.
...internet things.
No, I literally just popped up on my Anchor.
And aren't we supposed to be, like, the generation that knows about all this stuff?
I think that's the generation after us. Like, Miranda's supposed to know, because her generation does. We're, like, in that weird middle, or we don't know about stuff, but we do.
I'm definitely not that generation, though.
Oh, no, you are.
Miranda,
you're born in that generation.
Miranda couldn't even help her mom hook up the Roku stick.
How did she get it? Oh, no, that's right. I did it.
You did it.
Okay, I got my computer right now, like my Chromebook, and I can't figure out how to turn it back on. Like, it dies, and then I have to
charge it. That's
I did
it.
I charged it for like 2 hours, and it still won't turn on.
Is it fully dead? Like, it's done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you try hitting the power button?
Yes.
Did you try unhooking the battery somehow?
You can't unhook a battery on a Chromebook.
That's not how that works, I don't think.
Did you make sure your outlet's an actual good outlet? Because I almost threw away our air fryer due to an outlet problem.
Yes.
How do you, like
try another outlet, Miranda.
Yeah, and charge it.
I've changed the outlets because I've been in different locations.
Oh, so yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, that's the laptop. Or it could be just the cord. Try a different cord.
R.I.P.
It's a computer cord.
Don't you have an IT? Wait, hold up. Isn't there an IT group on campus?
I don't know.
No, our college is kind of small.
I know, but usually there's always an IT program somewhere. Find a nerd in the what do they call when you go to school for, like, is that, like, technical
IT,
engineering?
Yeah, technical engineering.
Yeah, go find someone in that class and say, sir or ma'am, will you fix my laptop?
Can we get back on the topic we were originally thinking, the people for listening?
Do any of you work in IT and can help this problem?
Well, again, I want to thank you guys for listening. I will get us back on topic. That's why I said I'll do it and let you guys go off and sit on to the side.
They love when we go off to the side. Some of our best jokes are there.
Sometimes it's better.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is a personal moment that we are sending to thank them.
Thanks,
not
guys. We'll make
funny.
You socks.
Thanks.
Yeah, if you guys get more listeners, I am looking into getting us some merchandise.
Yes.
As we speak. I'm looking at a few different places.
Yes.
Either locally or online.
Yes.
Yes, that will be a thing in the future. I'm going to try about international shipping.
Yes.
So that way, no one's left out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now can
Miranda,
do
you
want to
say thank you? I didn't think you said thank you.
Miranda usually has to say sorry. Do we really expect her to say thank you?
You know what? Yeah, no, I want her to say thank you for once, not sorry.
Thank you to our listeners.
Yes, thank you for not turning off whenever Miranda says something inappropriate or, you know, discriminating.
Yeah, that's important.
In Dakota, you know what? We're looking until you're sitting here with me.
Yeah.
Yes, Miranda, you're over the phone. Yeah. Fucking loser. Mm-hmm. Couldn't record while we were in here.
Hopefully next week we can be in person.
Yes. I want to be in person this week.
Because you're my babysitter for the next 3 weeks.
Yes. But this week, guys, we're talking, what is the best Christmas song in our judgment?
Okay.
Now, due to the copyright issues, I don't really want to get into because I researched this for a good hour and a half. I cannot play the songs.
But we will awkwardly say them.
I will awkwardly say them if you guys really want.
Yes.
If you guys want it. Yes. I mean, these are well-known Christmas songs. So yes. I think everyone knows them.
At least,
them.
Like, a verse or a chorus or something.
What about Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer?
It is not in the list.
We don't promote murder on this list, okay? That's or awesome. Animal abuse.
But we will promote rape because maybe like it's cold outside. It's on here.
Listen. There's like 8 new versions now with Baby It's Cold Outside, and I don't know which one is like the most cringiest, but they all are.
Probably the old one. Not the new one. The new one with Murray's nice.
I still never heard the newer one.
Okay, you gotta. So there's 2 newer ones.
I just thought there was only one.
There's 2.
Why is there 2?
The one's in a Netflix movie that I just watched.
I thought that was the same version.
No, it's not. It's different. It's Murray's not involved in the Netflix one.
Why not?
Because he's not.
Well, I think he should be.
I think so, too. Okay, so let's get into this.
All right, but first of all, guys, I want to talk to you guys. About I want to start with Dakota.
What?
What is, like, the worst Christmas present you ever received?
Oh, the worst?
The worst.
I mean, my dad got me a first aid kit 1 year.
I know, but, like, aren't you, being in the medical field?
Yeah, I did. Well, I mean, I was 6.
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it?
It wasn't really... Well, okay, no, it wasn't... Yeah, it was... Because I got another one for Easter that year. So, I was really accident-prone as, like, a child. And so, he would buy me first aid kits, like, every holiday.
Why?
As one of my presents.
Why?
Because I usually ended up using it by the end of the day.
By the end of the day?
Yeah. I ended up using, like, one piece out of it for something. Usually it was, like, a Band-Aid.
Fuck, I thought you were over here getting, like, jabbed in the eye every fucking holiday. You gotta get...
No, I was just clumsy. Like, I would literally get cut on, like, walls and stuff. Like, it was weird.
How do you get cut on a wall?
I don't know. Me and my dad still can't tell till this day how that happened.
Like, what? The wall
just,
have a
like,
knife?
I just, like, walked by, and, like, I brushed my shoulder against the wall, and then all of a sudden there was, like, blood pouring down my arm.
I think I need a pad on my walls so I can fucking cut into them.
Yeah, so maybe that... I don't really remember. I usually get, like, pretty good presents.
Marina, what about you? The most... well, we won't say stupidest gift, but, like, the most awkward gift...
The most awkward gift?
Yes, the most awkward.
I don't think I've had the most awkward gift.
Are you telling me that you've never had an awkward gift? Like, you're sitting there, it's like, why the fuck did I just get this?
I don't think so.
Really?
My mom shopped at Menards.
So she never got you, like, a drill for Christmas?
No.
No fucking 2x4?
No,
nothing? No. So what awkward thing did you get at Menard? Like, what? Name me some of your ones that you remember.
She does, like, she always did stuff that she would want us to have. So either, like, for me, it'd be, like, board games and all different types of games, because I like games.
Okay.
And
anything else? Like, I'm just glad you got board games. Nothing else for Christmas. I didn't even say it had to be from a parent.
Okay, it's never, like, awkward, though. It's, like, just stuff I don't really use.
Well, name me one thing that you do not use. You're wondering, why the hell did I just get this?
It was probably a, helicopter thing.
Wait, wasn't there the 1 year? It was when we were together. Didn't she, like, get left out of the Secret Santa?
You did. You got nothing.
Yeah, because I think your mom literally had to run out and get you something because you got left out of the Secret Santa.
Yeah, you did, because you were over at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was either last year or the year before.
It was the year before.
Yeah, she got left out of Secret Santa. And I don't think we found out until, like, Christmas.
We found out, I think, Christmas Eve, because everyone was wondering where the hell did the last name go.
Yeah.
Because we were one person short. and no one understood why. Because we all thought it was like Dakota or Cassandra or something like that. Nothing, you know.
Yeah, because we're the two hated in the family.
Yes, you know, Cassandra, friend of the show.
Yes, love her.
Yes, she listens to the show.
Does she really?
I thought she did. Did you not talk to us?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
Who, Kat does?
Yeah. Listens to the show. All right, but my turn. I think I beat all you guys.
Oh, what did you get?
So 1 year, I'm thinking I was around 10.
Oh, no.
My great-grandmother, God rest her soul.
God rest her soul?
Well, she used to live in Kentucky, so she drove up to Ohio to see us.
Uh-huh.
1 year. Got me hand soap. As a Christmas gift. Like, I'm done with Christmas Eve. I didn't know what the hell to expect.
Was it scented?
It was the one with the, I think it was soft soap. It had, like, the fishes on it.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Oh, my gosh.
So now, every time I see it in Dollar General, I always think of her. Give me this. Wondering, what the hell was she thinking, giving a 10-year-old hand soap?
Okay. I've gave all my aunts and I think maybe uncles the really good, smelly air freshener that has, like, the jelly balls that you put in the bathroom.
Oh, shit, yeah,
those.
Yeah, I gave them all, like, one of those because they were a dollar, and I felt like I wanted to give them something because I never get anybody anything.
So you got an air freshener. Couldn't, you know, yes. Fucking get them a dollar lotto?
Yep. She probably wasn't old enough to buy it. She just became legal to buy lottery tickets, like, 2 years ago.
You can't tell your mom? Her mom buy her lottery tickets.
Her mom would use the lottery tickets for herself.
No, she would.
Yes, she would.
My stepmother actually bought us lottery tickets.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Almost every year that she'd come over. I won $25 off of
them. Holiday, Christmas, birthdays.
Yeah, I won $25 off of one for Christmas. I wasn't complaining.
I think I won like $5 a dollar.
Yeah, I was about
my
to say.
My parents didn't give me lottery tickets because, you know, we were normal.
I'm glad to think that, you know, lottery tickets are not normal.
So, you know.
Yeah. Why's going to get them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't talk to my aunt, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't really talk to her either. That's why she doesn't know what to get us, so she gets us lottery tickets.
You know, I was not complaining.
There you go.
Neither was I.
I think last year, I think I read someone on Facebook got lottery tickets for Christmas and won like $100.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was about to say, lottery tickets not a bad Christmas gift, guys.
Oh, I got it. My great grandma gave everyone a picture of herself.
I don't did recall she? That one.
For Christmas. Not it's not
not the one I'm thinking
it's
of.
My dad's side. No,
okay. That's some gangster shit right there. Here's a picture of me. Fucking enjoy
literally
me for a
everyone,
bit.
Like all her children, all her grandchildren.
Did she frame
just
it?
Different sizes.
Different sizes?
Yeah, like, the children had, like, a big old, like, picture.
Some thought went into this. Were they, like, professionally done?
I don't think so. They were just, like, something that she did. She
were they framed?
She might have printed them out herself or something.
Were they framed? That's the real question. Or did
yes,
you have
they
to,
were
like...
framed.
Wait, was she in, like, different poses for each person she gave it to?
No, it was all one picture.
She didn't even give the ideas to see to give a different pose.
One she went out and bought frames. Like, there was thought that went into this.
You know, I'd rather have the hand soap at that point. Like, what do you say to a framed picture of someone?
See, my grandma used to get me and my sister, like, well, when she was in a wheelchair, she sent my dad to get it. But she'd get us Nerf guns, like the biggest Nerf guns they had in the store at the time.
Yeah.
There were ones that it was like a 3-gun-in-1, and let me tell you, we demolished each other.
I know. I want a Nerf gun with your family.
You did. You almost ran it. So, like, let me tell you what happened. They got into a Nerf gun fight, and I have, like, three
nephews.
Like,
days after my surgery.
Yeah, three nephews, and the two little ones were running around, and Joe's going with them. And all of a sudden, I hear Karen, Jonah, don't run in the house! And then Joe comes running, and she's like, do I have to yell at him, too? I'm like, yes, you do, because he'll keep going.
Oh, yeah. I think, yeah, no, that was, like, what, not even a week after a laparoscopic surgery on my colon.
Yep.
I'm not even supposed to be up walking as I should. I'm up here running, fucking crawling on the ground, shooting people.
Oh, it wasn't even a week, because you got released from the hospital 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah. Like I said, not even a week.
She was like
days.
She probably just felt bad, so she wasn't going to yell at you. But if you did that this year, she going to yell at you.
We'll find out when we get Nerf guns and we all go outside.
Yep. We used to do Nerf gun fights outside, but then someone got a lip busted open.
You?
No, I'm the one who did it.
Oh,
there was bloodshed. And it wasn't on my nephews, so it was cool. I don't abuse my nephews.
That's good. But yeah, you know what? It's about time for the ad break.
Okay. I can start our the mac and cheese. Break.
Yes. While we're making mac and cheese. Get out this ads, and then we're coming back. It's an 8-song elimination bracket, guys. I did not tell anyone this. We just got jumping on the subject. So there's only 8 songs. So if your favorite's not on there, well, oh well. I picked my favorites. I'm biased.
And mine, because I made mine be on there.
And it's 1 song, and yes. I guarantee you it's not going
to
win.
It needs to.
And wait, well, how is this working?
I will explain the rules when we come back.
My favorite song isn't popular enough.
As long as it's fair.
It'll be kind of fair. We're back. And we're back. Now, you guys ready to hear the rules of this?
Sure.
Miranda?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't know if you were still with us. Yeah. I know you dropped off during the breaks.
No, not yet.
Okay, well, this is an 8-song single elimination bracket. Let me tell you guys how fucking hard it is to find a fucking bracket that does not, like, have, like, the number one spot, number 32. You know, they have, like, 32 team brackets. I found one. But for teams, I just eliminated, put songs.
Mm.
So what we're going to do is I have 8 songs that were kind of the most popular. Well, what I could find. And I have them in a bracket. We'll go down the list. Like, we'll start with number 1 and number 2, and then once we find that winner, number 3, number 4, and so on and so forth, to the end.
Okay.
And I do have, like, I have the release date and when it charted on the Billboard.
We didn't need to go through that much.
Well, it was either that or the history of why they recorded it. But I didn't feel like doing all that shit.
Or we could just say, do you like it or not, and just keep going.
Well, I figured it would be nice to have some history. Some of these songs are fucking interesting.
Some.
Some.
Not all.
Some of them.
Okay, let's go.
So, number 1 on this bracket is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
The classic. Wait, so, okay, so guys, when we worked at Menards, how many times do you think we had to listen to that in December?
3 times a day.
I still listen to it.
So, it was released on October 29th, 1994.
Oh my God, that's older than us.
Yes, older than all of us.
Yeah.
So, it did not hit, it not topped the charts until December 21st, 2019, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I think because that's when all the memes went around with it.
Did you say 2019?
2019, yeah. December 21st.
I listened to it, like, in the 2010s because of, like, iCarly.
Miranda, did you not hear me? Open your fucking ears. It released on October 29th, 1994.
Yeah, she's saying she was listening to it in, like, 2010s.
I know.
So why she didn't top chart then?
Because no one liked it then, Miranda.
It didn't become a meme until, like, 2019.
But it had 45.6 million streams and 27,000 digital sales.
Yes. Well deserved. Well deserved.
And the second song we have on here is Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Ooh, I like that one, though, too, because I like Ariana Grande.
It was released.
I don't think I've listened to that one very much.
Oh, you have.
You have.
I'm going to say you listen to every single one of these.
You sure?
You yes. probably listened to it because it always plays around Christmas time. You just probably don't know that's what it is.
It's like the scene.
Because like, Joe didn't know either until like he actually listened to it.
Can you say some of the words or do you not know the words? I can look up the lyrics.
Isn't like the first line like Santa tell me if you really care?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's hard when you can't sing it.
Well, I can look it up. But that topped the Billboard Holiday 100 chart on the week ending in January 10th, 2015.
Oh.
Becoming the only third song and second by a female artist to do so since the chart's inception back in 2010. As of 2018, it has sold over 597,000 copies in the United States.
Ooh.
So, I'm going to look up these lyrics real quick for Miranda.
But, those are so hard.
Why?
Because I feel like All I Want for Christmas is You is such a class. You know what? No, I'm going with Santa Tell Me because I got some hate against All I Want for Christmas is
You. Why?
So, we did this song in high school, and I tried out for the solo, and I did really good, but I got beat by the senior boy, and she said the only reason I didn't get it is because he was a fucking senior. And you know what?
It's not Mariah's fault.
It's Mariah's fault, okay? So I vote Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande.
Well, it's not Mariah's fault. She didn't sit there.
It's a good reason.
Then no, Miranda, do not justify this.
It is justified.
It is a good reason.
All right, Miranda, I got some of the lyrics up here. Let me find the chorus.
Okay.
Like the main part. Oh, it does start out with Santa. Tell me if you're really there.
Oh, okay.
Don't make me fall in love again if he won't be here next year. I don't know about this song. It doesn't feel like a Christmas song. Stupid copyrights. But yeah, no, I guarantee you listen to it.
Okay. Maybe I'll try to listen to it, but that will be on the low because I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah Carey. That's what I'm
thinking.
Yeah,
I like that one.
No!
So it looks like she's advancing.
No!
We must make it fair, Dakota!
No!
Maybe the next person can be. So, All I Want for Christmas, moving on.
Okay.
Ariana Grande, good luck with your OnlyFans. Looks like you're not winning this Eliminator bracket.
She doesn't have OnlyFans.
Oh, yes, she does.
Does she?
Yep.
I need to subscribe.
You what?
Ariana Grande's cute.
She is. The only reason I know is because I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, now, the next one in this Eliminator bracket. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is either Frosty the Snowman by Gene Autry or Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen. So we'll start with Frosty.
Okay. I'm making mac and cheese. I'm going with Frosty.
Well, let me explain.
Listen, because this ain't going to do with anything about your explanation. I'm going with Frosty because he looks like my dad.
Okay, well, that's biased. So, I'm going to explain these real quick. So, Frosty Snowman, this version was recorded in 1950. Peaked at number 7 on the pop charts and number 4 on the country charts.
What?
I told you. And then the other song is Santa Claus Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen, the one that we're doing. It was really... Well, it was sung on December 2nd in 1975. It peaked number 48 on the charts, but there's a My Hometown version that peaked at number 9. And let me tell you, before we get into this even more, I found this website dedicated to why that song is the worst song in the world. Someone literally made a website. It was 94.5 PST, like the number one hit music station. So this is a radio station that made this whole article about why this version's the worst song in the world. Worst Christmas song. And a lot of it is, I'll give you some examples why they think. You ready?
Yes.
I'm glad the wind's ready, Miranda.
Yes, I'm waiting.
Okay, I said, are you ready? And then you never said a fucking thing.
I'm still waiting, though. I don't know.
So, this says, now, I listened to the song already, and I don't think I fully agree. But it says that Bruce Springsteen sounds constipated while singing this song.
And so you know what I thought when I first listened to, like, this song? And when I didn't even know this until today. I thought the person who sang this version was a black man.
Bruce Springsteen?
Like, no, I didn't know it was Bruce Springsteen. I just, like, knew the song, and I just thought it was a black man.
Well, it might have for the original. We're talking about the Bruce Springsteen one, though.
Yeah, that's the one you played earlier, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's white.
You should have definitely gave me these things so I know what they sound like.
Well, Miranda, I tried to do that last week. You know what happened? You were what? Going along as I was in the episode. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, then.
Yeah. So there's another one. And now this is why I think the whole website was made.
Okay.
It says, Bruce has a holiday party and he forgot to invite you.
That's legit. Bitter.
He's bitter. Like, they're bitter. I think it's a man. I don't know. I didn't really check into it.
They bitter.
They are very bitter. Invited. Yes. I was about to say, I think that's the reason. Oh, yeah. And now this one is funny, too. There's another reason. It says that Springsteen is a bad employer. Because these lyrics go as this. And I quote, Clarence, you have been rehearsing real hard now, so Santa will bring you a new saxophone. And then this website goes on to say, if Santa was bringing Clarence a new saxophone, Bruce wouldn't know about it. Nobody knows what Santa is going to bring, so it's safe to assume that he's talking about what Griff's Bruce Claus will bring. Also, Bruce Claus is going to reward his employees with a tool necessary to complete his job. So this just sounds very bitter that he just wasn't invited to a party.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound right, though.
I promise you, that's the exact one. And then this last bulletin, we got one more. It says that Bruce judges his audience. So, I did hear this in the very beginning. It says, well, and I quote, everybody out there been good or what? The crowd loudly cheers. Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out there. And it pretty much goes on to say that he's judging his audience who paid their hard-earned money to come see him perform. And it says that you're barely singing. Well, you're hardly even singing.
Someone's mad for no reason.
They are.
That sounds stupid. You're not judging. They're judging the sound, not the people.
I know. But it does say it's in good nature.
Like, you know when the website was made?
Let me fucking find... Well, it's on the radio one, so I don't think I'll be able to find the actual date. Because it's on a radio website.
Because if it was old, it could just be like...
I'm going to say it hasn't been made that far, like, that long ago. Because it's an article on a radio station.
Radio stations have been around for a while, Joe.
I know, I'm just saying. It's an article on a radio station website. 94.5 PST, if you guys really want to go and tell them how much... We judged his article.
Yes. Basically, we think it's stupid.
Yes. I think he did a great job singing it. And I'm giving you guys the artists and names of songs, so that way you guys can go back and listen to it if you think we're wrong. We're not, but you know. So, now, Dakota, you already made your pick. Yes, biasedly. I did. Is this whole thing going to be biased?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to go with Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I like Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Y'all are bitches.
Sorry.
Miranda, you can't stay at my house no more.
Miranda, you're allowed to stay at the house. Baby. Yeah, you're allowed to stay at the house, Miranda.
No.
Thank you.
So now, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It, the fourth song on this eliminator has moved on. Let me do the little... Bloop. I have a little bracket over here I'm moving this with. So now this one, I'm going to be biased on.
What is it?
So the fifth and sixth song, yeah, that makes sense, yeah. The fifth one is Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Okay, we did this one in choir, too.
We just did a cover of Mistletoe.
Okay, well, it was not on the list. I added it because I like it, so fuck you guys, it's my list.
I'm just saying, they did a cover of it.
Who did?
Why don't we?
Oh. Yeah. Well, we're not using their version.
No, we're using the one that Justin Bieber sung.
Okay, so.
So we'll go over this one. Well, we'll go over this one real quick. Released November 1st, 2011. Makes you feel old, yeah?
I didn't think it was that old.
It is that old. When Under the Mistletoe debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, Justin became the first artist to record three chart-topping albums before the age of 18. So he sung the song while he was under the age of 18. How many 20, 22, 24-year-olds were sitting here singing, it's like, oh, Justin!
Wow.
Not us, of course, because, you know, we're around his age.
Yeah.
But it was the first Christmas album to land at peak position in its debut week.
Nice, nice.
He didn't even mean to make a Christmas album. He just wanted to make an album, and it just happened to be around Christmas.
Yeah, because I think that's the first song he did where his voice dropped.
Probably.
Because a lot of people were listening to it, and some people were split because his voice actually dropped.
Yes. So, and it's going up against a classic, guys. Blue Christmas by Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
Blue Christmas, Miranda, by Elvis Presley.
I don't think I heard that one.
Well, let me say the facts.
Okay.
So, it was a release in 1964, but recorded in 1957.
Okay.
Yes. It peaked at number 33 on the Billboard charts, top 100, and 14 on the Rolling Stones charts.
Okay.
And also... Side note, Elvis Presley did not want to sing the song.
Why?
He just did not want to. He did not want to sing the Christmas song. Because it's a cover. He wasn't the original artist. It was more popular than the original artist sung it.
Ah.
How old was the original artist?
I think it was like around the 50s. But, you know, apparently he stole a lot of things from African Americans. We won't get into all that.
Elvis was a horrible person.
We won't get into all that, because, you know, I don't have anything to go off of.
Can we vote now?
Yes.
Justin Bieber, because he didn't marry a minor.
He did not marry a minor, yes.
And Elvis also we sang it in choir, and that was fun. We had jingle bells and stuff.
Yes. You know, I'm going with Justin Bieber also.
Justin Bieber wins.
No, who are you voting for, Miranda?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, you weren't going to vote for Elvis?
No, her favorite band did a cover of the song, so she's gonna go with it.
And why don't we hasn't done that one? Why don't we did Justin Bieber?
I'm just saying.
So basically, what she's saying is, why don't we can't make their own original Christmas music?
Yeah, they have to steal it.
That's not what I said.
A lot of these songs are stolen. I don't even want to get into it.
It's a why don't we song.
What?
Yeah, it's only during Christmas though.
I did not hear a fucking word you said.
Oh. So,
get us off speaker.
Only does a Why Don't We song. Well, does a Why Don't We song. Only around Christmas time.
Menards only does a Why Don't We song.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think she means that Menards plays a Why Don't We song.
Oh.
Only around Christmas time.
I'm so, Miranda, we're getting off the subject of Why Don't We. They're not part of this list. They're not part of this thing.
I'm just saying.
I've talked about Why
I'm
Don't
excited.
We more.
I'm excited. That's the only reason why I really want to listen to, like, Christmas music at work.
I'm glad, you know, it's not because of the festivities. Because we're doing, like, the 4 weeks of, you know, holidays.
And I like Christmas music.
And we're talking just about Christmas music.
Okay, next two. Oh, final two before we start breaking them down.
Yeah, the final two of the first date is Last Christmas by Wham!
That was unnecessary.
That is how it is.
That was unnecessary.
That is how it is.
That was unnecessary.
Exactly how it is. Wham! Exclamation point.
Unnecessary.
I'm just sorry. You uncultured people don't know how to fucking say an exclamation point.
I can't
point.
Think of Wham! And Last Christmas without thinking of Deadpool.
Yeah. And so let me give you the facts about Wham!
I hate you so much.
It has an exclamation point.
I hate you.
It released in 1984.
Damn.
And it reached number one in January of 2021. It had been...
What?
And it had been the UK's best-selling single to never reach the top of the singles charts. And the only reason why it took so long is because the... writer of it died on Christmas Day.
That's depressing as fuck.
So, bam! Last Christmas.
That was his last Christmas, too.
I've heard of it.
It's the one that goes like, Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day you gave it away.
Oh, I have heard of that one.
Yeah, see? And the funny part is, it's not even a Christmas song. It only says Christmas, and that's why people think it's a Christmas song.
Oh.
It's about heartbreak.
Oh.
So, we're doing the Die Hard rule into it. The only reason why it's a part of this bracket is because of Die Hard and Step Brothers. Which is a fucking Christmas movie, so come the fuck at me.
That is a horrible movie.
It's a Christmas movie, the best movie in the world. We're moving on
it's
to
a
the second.
Movie.
Normally not the best movie in the world.
It is.
We're going to have to do a movie bracket next.
And Step Brothers will win.
No, it will not.
It's my fucking bracket.
Me and Miranda will vote against it.
It's my fucking bracket. I'm going to put it up against some of the worst movies in the world. Just so it wins.
Oh my goodness.
Like any horror movie.
You know what? I will fucking fight you on this podcast.
Do it.
Well, the first live podcast, me punching the fucking face.
Doesn't Miranda get to kick you in the shin the first live podcast?
No, I get to kick her in the shin.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. I get to push you in the door.
Yeah,
she does get to flip you into the door.
Yes, but I'm kicking her in the shin before. And then if we do another live one, then, you know, we'll be more violent. We're not really doing this stuff, guys. So I'm gonna put a disclaimer out there. I'm really not kicking people in the shin. Or we're not pushing people into doors.
Not
no, that's
camera.
Around Christmas time.
Yeah, not on camera, at least. We will on our off time.
Yeah.
We'll put it on Facebook or something. We'll put it up on Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. But we will not put it out for the episode. That's how I get demonetized.
Go on live.
And the eighth song on this... is Baby It's Cold Outside by Michael Bublé and I don't know the last
one. Idina Menzel.
Like, you know, Johnny
I love it.
Like Johnny Manziel?
No.
It's close. So, it was
no,
recorded
it's not.
Recorded in 2014 and peaked at number 39 on the charts. And the only reason I'm doing this version is because, you know, Dakota requested it.
I love it. And I love the Glee version the best, though.
Yeah, well, I didn't put Glee on here, so you get what you get.
And I love Michael Bublé.
So, there's not a whole lot to say about this, but it just sings about rape.
Listen, no, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah?
The new version. We should have done the new version!
Nope. We'll do the 2014 version.
I still like
by
it.
By Michael Bublé.
I still like it.
So what part of it is not about rape?
They never outright say anything like that.
Oh, I'm so glad they didn't fucking outright say it.
Listen. So, yes, there's some things that say, but the girl also never wants to leave either.
She does.
Excuses. Because he's like, I'll lend you a coat and everything
okay.
like that.
Okay, no. We'll look this up. We're looking up these lyrics right the fuck now.
Can we talk about the new ones, though, and how funny they are?
The new ones did not make sense.
No.
If you guys have a chance, it's like, what, John Legend and who?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, that one.
But there's also one on the Netflix show, too. Or the Netflix movie that I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, that helps.
It's on Elf.
It is on Elf.
But that's not the version we're talking about. At least not the new version.
Yeah, Elf came out before that. So, let me find it. Okay, songlyrics.com.
The baby's watching my mac and cheese, and I feel
So the woman goes, I really can't say. The man goes, baby, it's cold outside.
Yes, which it's cold outside.
The woman says, I've got to go away.
Yes, you could leave.
And the man says, baby, it's cold outside.
He's just letting her know it's cold, okay?
If she says it twice, can I please go? And he keeps on saying, oh, no, I can't. It's cold outside. All right. And the third line is what I cannot get past.
What?
This evening has been, that's what the female says, the man cuts her off. Fucking 2021, people. And it says, been hoping that you drop in.
Yes, because that goes with the syllables in the song.
I don't care.
And it's like a little, it's like a conversation going back and forth.
Yeah.
Without breaks.
So,
you interrupt me when we speak all the time. So what do you mean, 2021?
Okay, we'll continue. We'll continue. It's okay. The woman goes, it's so very nice. The man goes, I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
Yeah, circulation's important.
The woman goes, my mother will start to worry. The man goes, beautiful, what's your hurry? She literally just fucking said it.
Well, he doesn't want her to go out in the cold and wait for a cab. So, like, he's saying, you don't have to hurry outside. Like, you can wait for the cab to come.
You are really putting a lot of accusations on this man.
Okay, so here's the thing. So, like, I get why people don't like it, but I also have not seen a lot of people, like, complain about it. But here's the thing. We are in a generation where we have fuckboys, and we have hookup culture. This is kind of perfect for, like, our generation now. Because hooking up on Christmas is great. You can just hit it and leave.
Now, see, we grew up listening to this song, and that's what got us into this fucking culture.
No, it's because y'all got commitment issues.
No, we'll
because
continue.
We all had really bad mom and daddies who have high divorce rates.
Oh, we'll continue. There's more. We haven't even hit the worst part yet.
Mm-hmm.
My father will be pacing the floor. The man says, listen to the fireplace roar.
Yeah.
Roar. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the fireplace is going.
So really, I'd be scurry. The man goes, beautiful, please don't hurry.
Yes, no one wants to go outside and die of hypothermia.
She's literally begging him to go, and he says no. Mm-hmm. It's like, sir, can I go? No. You're going to stay here.
It's not like he's blocking the damn door.
I'm so glad you were there during this whole time.
Just continue.
Oh, we will.
I feel like it's more asking her to stay than begging, like, than him making her stay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a little bit further down the song. Say, what's in this drink? The man goes, no cabs to be had out there. He didn't answer the fucking question of what's in the drink. He roofied the fucking drink.
He didn't roofie it. She just wants to know what it is.
What's in this drink? She knows what the drink is.
Okay.
Well, she might not know what's all in the drink.
Yeah. What? Does she want an ingredients list?
I can't tell you. Well, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to a bar and got something and I have to ask the bartender what's in it because I don't know what's in it.
Okay, fine. We'll continue. We will fucking continue. I wish I knew how. Man goes, your eyes are like starlight now. The woman goes, to break the spell. The man goes, I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell. The woman goes, I ought to say no, no, no. The man goes, mind if I move in closer?
And then what? The next line.
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
Yeah.
The man says, what's the sense in hurting my pride? He is forcing her.
No.
He is manipulating her mind into having sex with him.
They're not having sex.
No, sorry, rape.
That's not how that's not how the song is being. Can we read from the new version?
No.
I want to hear the new. No, we got to tell them the new version because a lot of people don't know there's a new version.
There's a new version. I promise you, Dakota hated it.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was going to be the old version because I had never heard it before. And then I saw another version similar in the Netflix movie.
So pretty much the new version, it's the complete opposite. The woman's trying to say and the man's kicking her out.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
It's literally like he calls a cab and the cab pulls up and he's like, well, he outside.
And the woman says, you know what, I'll stay now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Can we please?
Oh, wait, hold on. Nope, there's another line. So I'll read on. I simply must go. The man says, baby, it's cold outside. The woman goes, the answer is no. And the man says, but baby, it's cold outside. She completely is saying no.
I can't argue with that one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think it all depends in context, though, too.
I literally just read these lyrics. Everyone knows how the song goes.
I know, but, like, in certain videos, it's, like, used as, like, playing around, too.
Okay, yes, but for college, no is no.
No is no. No, that's an everyday
Miranda,
line.
Miranda,
no
you
is
fuck
no.
a porn star.
No is no. Yeah, but she agrees to fuck the porn star.
Okay, hold up. I'm looking up the new lyrics.
Here, I'll look them up.
Oh, now you're gonna do it?
I wanted to get my point across.
You didn't even read the best part.
What is it?
I throw when you touch my hair. I like that one.
Oh. So, here, I found it. So, here, we'll go a couple lines before. The woman says, I got to get home. The man says, oh, baby, you'll freeze out there. The woman says, say, lend me your coat. And the man says, it's up to your knees out there. The woman says, you've really been grand. The man says, I thrill when you touch my hair. The woman says, why don't you see? The man says, how can you do this thing to me? I think giving blue balls.
Oh my gosh.
So now, can I please?
Yes, can you please read the next one?
I will read the new lyrics. For, you know, Dakota's sake. Even though we're not talking about this one.
I know, but I still think we need to refer to it.
We'll refer to it. I will read a couple lines because I spent about 5 minutes longer on the song than what I really wanted to. I think the original artist was like Dean Martin or something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I'll read you, like, the first verse.
Okay.
And I think that's all I'm about to go. So, the first verse goes, I really can't stay. That's by Kelly Clarkson, by the way. I'll just go Kelly and John. Mm-hmm. John says, baby, it's cold outside. Kelly goes, I've got to go away. John says, but I can call you a ride. Kelly goes, this evening has been... John cuts her off, because, you know, a man has to. I'm so glad that you dropped in. Kelly says, so very nice. John says, time spent with you is paradise. Kelly goes, my mom will start to worry. John says, I'll call the car and tell him to hurry. Kelly goes, my dad will be pacing the floor. John says, wait, what are you still living at? Well, wait, what are you still living at home for?
That's a good question.
Well, we don't know how old this person is, to be honest. You know, why does she have a driver's license? Now I'm reading it more into this.
Okay, question is, how old are these people?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Well, it doesn't mean she has a license. She just might not have drove there.
So he drove her there?
Maybe. They might have met up.
I think the old version, he drives her there, roofies her.
Oh my God, Joe.
This new version, though, John Legend, you did it. I don't know if you wrote this. So, here we go. Kelly goes, so really, I'd better scurry. John says, your driver, his name is Murray. Kelly goes, but maybe just half a drink more. John goes, oh, we're both adults, so who's keeping score? So I'm going to say she's over 21.
Yeah.
Kelly goes, what will my friends think? John goes, I think they should rejoice. Kelly goes, if I have one more drink... John goes, it's your body, your choice. And you know what I didn't hear in the last version?
Uh-huh.
Your body, your choice.
Okay, so let's just vote.
Okay.
Because we've spent 32 minutes on just the first round.
Yes.
I'm going with Baby It's Cold Outside because I like it.
I am going with Last Christmas because I do not support rape.
Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yes!
Damn you, Miranda.
Oh, sorry, Baby. I scared him.
Damn you, Miranda.
No, because Baby It's Cold Outside is great.
It's okay. Now we're on the second round. So now, here we go. Now we can kind of go through this a little quicker.
Yeah.
We got All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey or Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen.
I'm going to go with Mariah Carey for this one.
I'm going Bruce.
All I Want for You.
All I Want for You.
All I Want for You.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yep. Okay. We should have known. That is... Okay.
I promise you guys, this is not going to win.
What's the next one going to be?
Hold on. I got to move it down.
He said, give me time.
Yes, give me a couple seconds to move it. I'm sorry, Bruce Springsteen and all you Bruce Springsteen fans out there. I know there's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
I tried. So the next one is Mistletoe versus Baby It's Cold Outside.
Baby It's Cold Outside.
Miranda?
Probably Baby It's Cold Outside.
How?
Yes!
How? No, how?
Because it's not Why Don't We.
Yeah, so we just gotta go with Baby It's Cold Outside. Which one are you trying to pick, Joe?
What do you think? Not the one that's not about rape.
Well, now it's All I Want for Christmas Is You versus Baby It's Cold Outside.
I promise you, Baby Cold Outside, it's not gonna win. Because this is fucking bullshit.
I vote Baby It's Cold Outside.
Well, hold on. Let me make my final case. Miranda?
Yes?
You're still there, right?
Yes.
Do you like being raped?
Oh my God!
No, let me finish my case. Miranda, do you like being raped?
You do know Mariah Carey has cheated on all of her husbands and also is, like, very mentally messed up, right?
Free
Miranda, do you like being domestically abused?
Miranda. Here's the thing, though. That's a woman doing it, at least.
Exactly. So that means she would be fighting doing back it. Against women who beat their husbands.
Miranda,
fighting against that.
Miranda, would you rather be raped or hit your boyfriend?
Joe!
That's
no,
the question that I think answering. We're going.
Okay, hold on.
These are not Christmas questions.
Joe is just being stupid. Okay, so it's down to Baby It's Cold Outside and All I Want for Christmas Is You. I'm voting Baby It's Cold Outside. Joe, what are you voting?
No, I'm going Miranda first.
Miranda, what are you voting? Baby It's Cold Outside versus All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, goodness.
Well, here, let's put it this way, okay? We're doing the old version of Baby It's Cold Outside, so it's not the new version.
Yeah, I know. We know.
I'm going for Mariah Carey.
Okay,
All I Want for Christmas Is You because, you know, I do not support the Baby It's Cold Outside song.
So, Miranda, you're the tiebreaker.
Okay, so it's basically Big Time Rush or School, because it was in Big Time Rush.
What was?
All I Want for Christmas Is You. And then I sang Baby It's Cold Outside at school.
Why would they let you sing that at school?
I like the Glee version, though. Glee was good with that one.
How?
Huh?
Should we look up those lyrics? Because
what, the Glee version?
Yeah.
It's the same lyrics, but it's two guys.
I mean, I guess, you know...
What?
Yeah.
At least, you know, it's two guys. I still don't agree with it, but...
I don't know how that changes anything.
It doesn't. Okay. It just sounded really good. They just sound good together.
Yes.
So, Miranda, make your choice.
Can I do any, meeny, miny, moe?
No! Just pick one. What's your opinion?
We'll give you your opinion, and your opinion is the tiebreaker, by the way. I want you to know that.
I know.
Well, which one do you like better?
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe, and I really like them both.
I think you should go the Big Time Rush route.
No, I think you should go whichever one you like better.
She likes Big Time Rush.
She liked School, too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Big Time Rush, though.
Big Time Rush should have done more than two shows.
Well, are you? You're just mad at Big Time Rush for
no, I love
the wrong
Big Time
reason.
Rush. I wish they would do more than two shows so I could go see them.
Did they sell out like really fucking?
Yeah, they sold out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd probably say Baby It's Cold Outside because I actually sung that.
Yes! Baby It's Cold Outside wins the bracket!
So I want for Christmas is you won the bracket because it's my fucking bracket!
No, Baby yes. It's Cold Outside won.
It's my fucking bracket. It's on the winner.
Joe, no.
It's the winner.
Can it be a tie?
We'll let it be a tie.
I won't accept it as a tie.
Yes, it will.
It's my fucking bracket.
I like it being a tie because I really like them both.
You either have to accept it's a tie or accept that your choice lost, Joe.
I'll accept that I am in control of the bracket. So now, guys, any takebacks? Dakota, apologize for everyone who was raped to this song.
No, I'm pretty sure no people were raped to that song.
Okay. I'm glad you...
How about you apologize for being a white man who causes most of rapes?
That oh, reported.
Yeah, we so why don't you apologize for that?
Because I haven't done it. I was sitting there fighting it.
Mm-hmm. You were fighting someone being raped?
No, I was fighting the song. I was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
My choice lost.
Mm-hmm.
Last Christmas.
I actually had nothing to say sorry about.
Yeah, Miranda's
for voting for a baby. It's cold outside.
It's fine.
I said I really like both.
Okay.
Just Big Time Rush needs to do more.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Big Time Rush still equates to this, but okay.
It does.
It really does.
I think this is more personal bias and less about, you know, Mariah Carey, you know, topping the charts and Michael Bublé not doing that.
Michael Bublé you said, what is your favorite? So yeah. To
yes.
Say
so we did
is to personalize it.
Great voted for All I Want for Christmas is You.
Gray doesn't care.
Oh, Gray does. He dances to that.
Gray votes for whoever's going to give him his juice box next.
Yes.
Big Time Rush would give him
it. Okay. But yes, now that we're done with this, you guys have any take backs?
No. What's our next episode?
I like this episode.
I don't really know our next episode yet.
I like this one too.
Yes, this one was a lot of fun once I figured out what I could do for copyrights, yeah, which was not a whole lot.
And it literally took him 2 weeks to research things.
Are you serious?
It not took me 2 weeks to research
things. Yeah, he procrastinated for two weeks.
I procrastinated for 2 weeks, and then I decided to do research. It took probably like an hour to research, if that.
It took me like 4 hours to do 3 different types of homework, so it's
all right. Oh, nice. I think what we did was a procrastination. I just did all the research.
Yeah.
I had the bracket ready to go. That's why I asked you your favorite Christmas song, but you never answered.
Yeah.
Because I was about to throw your favorite Christmas song in there.
Yeah, I was at work, I think.
Don't shake him that much.
I was doing something where I was busy.
Probably, yeah, doing your Tuesday dick appointment.
Yeah, it was on a Tuesday.
Not that.
It was on a Tuesday, though.
I was.
Was it in the morning?
Yeah. It was like 10 a.m., 10, 11.
Yeah.
It was
11. It was around that time. Yeah, it was probably that.
Maybe. But yeah, besides that, guys, this was a really fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of fun. Miranda, where can they find you?
Merpanda1001.
Dakota, where can they find us on Facebook?
randomness chat podcast group page?
Yes, or the regular page.
Randomness chat podcast?
Yes. Is where you'll find us. We do have a group page also.
Yeah, interact with it, y'all.
Interact with it, yes. Follow the regular page. This episode will be out on it. On the group page, unfortunately, I cannot share it to the group page. I have tried.
And wish me luck for finals.
I will not.
Fail.
Joey!
Well, because this episode's going to be out probably around your finals anyways.
It's not until next... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because aren't we 2 weeks ahead?
I think so.
No, we don't have any more backup episodes.
Oh, no, we don't. This is it. Yeah, no, because mm-hmm. This one comes out Friday.
Oh, no, well, then we should be good.
Yep, don't worry, we'll have backup episodes by the end of the year. Because I am happy to say that we did actually hit what I projected will be our audience.
What was your projection?
Right around the number we're at.
Oh, okay.
When episodes are done, you know, throughout the week.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we are not famous, so we don't get thousands and thousands of legions of audiences. Not yet. Yeah.
Hey! We'll get there.
Well, someday. We're growing. That's what's important. So please tell your friends. You can find me at Joe Vyak on Twitter. Follow the podcast on Spotify. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That does help us out with people finding us. You can Googs us on Google Podcasts.
Googs us on Google Podcasts.
Googs us. You can also listen to us on Facebook. Tell your Alexa play Raymond's Chat Podcast, and it will.
I'm so happy you didn't just turn ours on.
I think ours is unplugged, that's why.
True.
But yes, we are pretty much everywhere. You yeah. are.
Yeah.
So now there's no more excuse. Tell your nan to listen to us.
Don't tell your nan to listen to us.
Why not?
Do it. Do it while they're doing it.
What?
What?
What? Don't let the nans doing it?
Hey, don't listen to it while they're doing it.
No, their nan, Miranda.
Their nan.
Nan?
Their grandma.
Oh. Hey, you can do that too.
Whoa, what'd you think I said?
Man.
Your man? I thought you were talking about your nan, like, while your grandma's doing is having sex, hook up the Alexa. Alexa.
Alexa, hey, you should listen to some of Grandma's conversations nowadays.
We're not getting
single,
we're not getting to those. Not on the podcast.
No.
I will be interested, though.
No, we are not.
I'm interested a little bit. So it's great.
You knew, like, how our family went.
Yes. Y'all's family fucks their cousins. We don't need to know about it.
We do not.
Okay, we're gonna talk about this conversation after we get off the podcast.
Yes, because I'm very curious.
Me too now.
I think next week, actually, I think I had it lined up. Let me check the calendar. Because I think I already had next week's episode lined up in my head.
Is it Santa?
Next week's episode, can be Santa.
Yeah. Santa.
Candy Santa.
Yeah.
Can be Santa, not candy Santa.
No, can be Santa, Miranda.
Oh, can be Santa?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
So, I mean,
oh, I thought it was can be Santa. I was like, what's candy Santa?
We need
that
to get her in here.
Sounds like it could be candy. And
yeah.
That just, I like candy.
Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up this episode because it's already over an hour long.
It is. I try to keep these 45 to 50.
Well, it's okay. We had a bracket, so.
Yes, we had a blast.
Okay, yeah. So we'll see you guys next week.
Yes.
Hopefully I'm there.
Yes, she will be. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.